FM.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so
mad. Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos. We got
love. Hey guys, welcome to Friday.
Happy good morning.
What an exhilarating start to the morning that was. You can tell when we're left to our own devices.
Yeah, absolute chaos.
Sorry, Hamish, we're a few minutes late there. That was a bit of a messy start to the news. It's Friday, though, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the weekend is here.
Sorry, folks.
Sorry about that.
2 weeks holidays ahead. Are we happy? Are we feeling good, Jay?
Yeah. Pumped up.
Oh, he sounds like
I can't wait to have a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, it's good. Feel good Friday here at New FM. All day at work, kicking off afternoon. Got a great song to start your day for you right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do it after I tell you about your big surprise next. I've got to tell you about something that you will be ecstatic about.
This is right up your alley. It's like a little... Maddie showed me yesterday, yeah. And I was like...
Yeah, Jade would be into this.
Jade will be frothing this.
Oh, cool. Awesome. I love a surprise.
I know you do. Yeah, I know you do. Right now, Eric Prydz kicking off your Friday morning Call On Me. Oh, don't you love this?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I love the video in the workout gear. Reminds me a bit of you, Jade.
Yeah, like...
I can see you in your, like, colourful lycra.
Yeah.
It's so hot. Live across Newcastle, 10 past 6. Good morning. Feel Good Friday live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. I've got a surprise for you, Jade.
Yay! And Creevo.
Now, I know you love free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You and Creevo both do, actually. But, Jade, you really next level love free stuff. How would you feel if I told you that you could get a mansion for free?
Oh, I'd be stoked.
This is no joke mansion either. Six bedrooms.
Built in the 1950s, but it's been kept up to date. Like it's very nice inside.
It's retro cool.
I'm going to show you a picture of it, okay? And I want you to tell me if you would, like, jump at the chance of owning this house. It's very you.
Yeah, 100%. That's me all over.
Beautiful garden.
Amazing.
Mature plants leading up to the front.
Archways.
Wow.
Very nice architecture.
I love an archway.
So this house is in Palmerston in New Zealand. So they're giving it away.
You love New Zealand too?
I do love New Zealand.
They're giving it away for free. Now, the catch is that they want to build a better house on the land, so you have to dismantle the house and take the materials and rebuild it somewhere else. But it's for free.
But you and Benny have been, like, so handy. Like, you did your own kitchen.
How good would it be to have a holiday home over in New Zealand?
And you know what? I've been doing some research, and the land over there...
Cheap?
It's pretty cheap
get
in
out.
Some parts.
How much?
Like, you can definitely get a nice block of land for, like... maybe 100, 150K.
That's good, isn't it?
Picture this, right? So, three bathrooms in the house. They are slightly dated.
Yeah.
You know when you go into, like...
But I like old homes.
Yeah.
I like old...
You know, the tiles are a bit old-fashioned and the like. The bath looks a bit old.
Retro, vintage.
One bathroom connected to the bedroom has a jacuzzi. So, I'm just picturing you and Benny in there on date night, bubbling away.
With my Malibu and Coke
in one hand. Benny's got his craft beer in the other, making love in the bath, jacuzzi. Fantastic.
Rose petals.
And some of the other pictures of it really looks like it's up your alley. Like this
fluffy slippers with high heels.
100%. Look at this.
Big bay windows, decorative
ceilings. Oh, how nice. That would cost a fortune to move. That couldn't be cheap.
They did say if you were building this in today's money, it would cost you about $700,000 to build. So
for free.
For the 1950s to have cost $700,000.
Yeah, but to move that, it would probably be around $400,000, maybe.
Nah, less.
Nah,
you can get some Kiwi Brothers onto the job.
Yeah.
They'll come and do it for you.
$10,000, I reckon, and you just put it together. You did such a good job on your kitchen.
Oh, I'm going to go to realestate.com over in New Zealand.
It's realestate.co.nz. I've already looked it up for you.
.co.nz.
We're looking up land.
Looking up land.
Let's move to New Zealand, guys.
I want
to
move near Hobbiton.
Let's live in the same house, not...
in Hobbiton.
No, you can come. Six bedrooms.
No, I couldn't live with you, Jade.
Yeah,
we've already discussed this stuff.
Oh.
It just would not work.
I'm going to...
Benny would be too jealous.
I'm going to hold you with your head, like, against your will.
Oh, so a kidnapping.
Yeah, I'm going to kidnap Maddie. Actually, real funny story, off topic slightly, but so at the gym, we all, three of us FaceTimed yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And so I you left the FaceTime conversation, Crevo, and then Maddie stayed for maybe about 40 seconds longer. And he starts talking. My PT comes along. I'm like, okay, got to go. Love you. And I hung up and I put it in the locker. And then I turn around. My PT goes, oh, was that Ben? I said, no, that was Maddie. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, thought it was Ben saying I love you. He's like, I guess he's your work husband. I said, yeah.
Yeah, married in a different way.
Yeah, well, there you
Everyone knows it.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Hey, we are playing What's in Jade's Box up next, and I do believe that the suits here want to can this game.
Oh, so yeah.
It's time to go, they said. So let's enjoy the last ever What's in Jade's Box. You were not happy with
I wasn't
that.
Happy.
It's just because your name is on the game.
But, hey, if you want What's in Jade's Box to stay, please feel free to call and tell us how much you love the segment on 13 10 09.
Absolutely.
It's very tight. Yeah. Give it a shake, please. Right. On offer today, Family Pasta, Oakvale Wildlife Park, up for grabs on 13 10 09.
Right, here we go. Oh, no, it's got stuck.
Jam it. Get it free there, Jade. Come on, you can do it.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Try again.
Love that improvisation. 13 10 09, we've got a clue from you, Crevo. Thank you.
Okay, so some people like the feeling of the teeth up against their skin.
Ooh.
It sort of gives that, like, zzzz feeling.
Yeah, that
goosebumps.
Yeah, goosebumps. All right. Exactly right.
If you want to play to score that Oakvale Wildlife Pass, 13 10 09, playing next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
The
Novos.
What's in Jade's Box?
Free stuff to start your Friday.
Oh, yeah.
All you need to do is ring us right now, 13 10 09. We are playing What's in Jade's Box, the final ever edition. The big executives have put a bullet in this game, so enjoy it while it's here.
They want it gone. It makes me sad.
First clue we gave away was, of course, some people like to feel the teeth up against them.
Yeah.
Second clue, I'd say almost like 99% of them are plastic, and you hold it in your hand, obviously.
All right, give it a shake, please.
God, it really keeps getting stuck in there. Oh, it's fallen out.
Yeah, the lines are open. Give it a call. What a sad death this game's experiencing.
Here we go. We got one.
All right.
Who have we got today? New FM, hello.
How you going?
Hey. G'day, how are you, brother? What's going on for your weekend? Are you excited?
Oh, I'm always excited for the weekend.
Oh, it's good. What are you up to? Anything special?
Golf.
Golf, nice.
Kids footy, I think, tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be good. Hey, can I ask you a question? Do you like What's in Jade's Box as a game?
I love it. I've won over.
Cool. We're going to get a snap, record all these audios and we'll play back to the boss later.
All right, let's do it. What do you think's in our box today, man?
Oh, comb or a brush.
You would be right.
Easy as that. No wonder you love it so much.
The last ever winner of What's in Jade's Box.
Let's just hold on.
Stay on hold, and there's two other people on hold. Can we go to them if they
haven't
hung
up? We'll give them a bottle of wine.
Yeah, let's do it.
UFM, who's this?
Hello, you with the Novos?
No, they're gone.
UFM, who's this?
G'day, mate. It's Adam.
Hey, Adam.
How are you, bro?
Tell us how much you love What's in Jade's Box.
Can you say that again, sorry?
Tell us how much you love What's in Jade's Box.
I love it every morning. I listen to it on the way to work, and it's all I listen to. I don't change the station or nothing. I think it's great.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, they want to change the game. I was filthy yesterday.
Yeah, you were.
Now, you've lost today the prize, mate, but we're going to give you a bottle of wine, all right? Enjoy.
No drama. Sounds great.
Thanks for listening, mate. We appreciate it.
And thanks for liking What's in Jade's Box.
Yes. Yeah. News time. Up next with Hamish at 6:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos. So, guys, yesterday I came home from work and I was stoked because I had all this junk mail sticking out of my letterbox because I love junk mail. And so I'm a one-trip girl. I hate having to go backwards and forwards from the car, so I will carry everything that I possibly can and do it in one trip.
Like a pack horse.
So I couldn't stop and
or
get...
Or a donkey.
I couldn't stop and get the mail, and I refused to go back out and get it. And I thought, I'll get it on my way back from the gym when I went out later on. So anyway, I come home. Ben's beat me just home, and he's holding the gate open for me. And I've gone to look at the mailbox to get the mail. And I said, Ben, you're not going to believe this. Someone's stolen our junk mail. And I was furious. I said, who would do that? And Ben's just looking at me. I said, I was really looking forward to reading that junk mail.
You know what? Before, I used to live in an apartment because I love junk mail too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love it's reading great. The Big W pamphlets. What? Of course. It's
Sales,
so good.
Coles, Woolies. It's great. But you know what?
Do you know
what?
I used to take people's junk mail.
Did you?
Like if, yeah, but like living well, in a some, house on the street, places, if mine wasn't there, I'd just pop, you know.
And steal someone else's. But turns out Ben, and then Ben, like, was just letting me rant, go on a tangent. And then he pulls the junk mail out from underneath his arm, and he says, here you go.
We really need a holiday, don't we? You're and really highly drunk.
Like, I can't believe you guys love junk mail.
Oh, I'm surprised you do. A lot of people like it.
You love a bargain, Crevo. I'm surprised that you don't.
No, the
one thing
clogging
is...
Clogging up my letterbox with all the extra pages. I don't need a catalogue.
You know what?
Shop I'm never going to shop at.
Funny quick story on junk mail. So my girlfriend who I grew up with, she banned junk mail in her house because she accused her partner of perving on the women in the Best and Less brochure.
Like, oh. Jeez, you're looking at the bra section for a long time.
Oh, funny.
Best and Less. Who knew?
No junk mail in this house.
Hey, those models have good bodies.
Yeah, that Target. Sign went up on that letterbox. Quick smart.
No junk mail. You can't look. But guys, watched Ricky Gervais. Love him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watched one of his stand-up shows on Netflix. Just do a Google search on there. It's amazing. Anyway, he did this bit in the show where once he hit a certain age, because it's happened to him now, that when he was in the bath, he got a fright because his, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, his balls started to float at the top of the water. And I thought to myself, is he just saying this for a joke or is this a dead set thing? So I actually Googled it. Do testicles float on water? And turns out they do. So...
Like for some people, isn't
it? For some people, their testicles, their balls, will float at the top of the water.
Like in a bath?
Yeah.
So,
like two little balloons popping out of the water.
Yeah.
Fishing boys.
And I didn't have brothers. It's not a conversation I've ever had to have with my dad, obviously, because I'm not a boy. But I thought to myself, wow, I didn't realise that for some men that testes float.
So what are we doing, science on the show next?
I don't know. 131009, you can remain anonymous, but do your testicles float? Or have you heard or know this?
When you're having a bath.
To be true. When you're having a bath, or maybe you like to go skinny dipping and you like to just wade in a rock pool, do you get the balls floating to the top?
Okay. We'll see if this one works.
Well, anyone 13, 10
call.
Or
9. Oh, we'll who knows? See. They might not. But
prizes on offer today. 6:38. Noise Works right now. Hot Chilli Woman. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, 6:39. Good morning. Noiseworks, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 131009, all you blokes out there, have you ever noticed if your walnuts float in the bath?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Great topic.
This is because Ricky Gervais does this comedy bit in his show on Netflix.
Yeah.
And he hit a certain age and point in his life, and he noticed that his cocktail onions or his nads float to the surface. And he was shocked, like I was watching it, because I was thinking, do they really?
Well, as a man, I've never really noticed. But in saying that, I also haven't had a bath in a long time.
Yeah, neither. I was thinking about that. Like, the last time I had a bath, it would be 6 months, probably.
Oh, does it happen with age?
Well, okay, this is... I just did a quick Google search, right? And if 13-10-09, if this is true or not, I don't know. But it depends. Some men have floating testicles and sac and some don't. Some rules apply because human tissue is very much like water in the way of density. It really just depends on every unique specimen.
Jeez, how fascinating. So yeah. I guess it is like the jar of... Because, you know, when you do have a jar of cocktail onions, some sort of float and some sink.
True.
Yeah, but so, yeah, basically, yeah, the tissues in your male cocktail onions are not as dense as water. So that's the reason why. Apparently, they'll float in a bathtub, jacuzzi, lake, ocean,
who says we're not a serious show covering science, huh? Because sometimes people criticise us for that, but look, this is the morning we prove them wrong.
This is real talk. This is a problem that a lot of men are going to face
in
their
life. How does it affect?
Actually, it's not even a problem.
How does it affect you, Jade?
Mm-hmm. I was just curious.
Just a big Ricky Gervais
fan. It's like how men get fascinated over the ladies' upper half. Mm-hmm. You know,
your poor husband. If you're listening, Benny,
the milk makers. You know,
if she asks you to have a bath, you'll know why. Yeah, he wants to conduct a science experiment.
Just 1 a year at your birthday, just to see it.
See where we're at.
They start to fly. Fascinating, though.
It is fascinating.
It's interesting.
Pointless, but fascinating. Interesting, though, Jade, because you did find some test tubes here at the radio station, actual science test tubes that you took home.
Yeah, they're just behind me here, actually. I couldn't fit them in the boot.
Overnight. It's inspired you to be a woman of science.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. I'm all about science.
Me too. Fascinating.
From science, we move on to observation because next, I've noticed something about you, Jad, where you... I know you're spending a lot of time with Maddie.
Yeah. Right?
A lot.
Love.
And I feel like you're actually starting to become him in a way.
Yes, I am.
So oh, really? we're gonna do the Jade morphing into Maddie chat next.
6:45 with the Novos. Good morning,
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos rely on Newcastle.
Marshmallow, Kane Brown, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos.
The two Crevo. Of you have been spending a lot of time together, which is great team building, right? However, I have noticed that Jade is becoming Maddie, like morphing into Maddie in a lot of ways.
Mm. I don't see it, but okay. Let's see the evidence, please.
Let's roll through the evidence and have a correcting ready for me for each correct answer, if we can.
Here we go.
All right, so for the first thing, it started out when you started going to the same gym. Mm-hmm. This is when I first noticed things.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely one.
All right, and then whilst there, not only that, you're also using this bizarre thing called, is it the hydro bath?
Oh, the hydro bed.
Yeah.
Hydro bed. And the two of you are like hydro bedding together all the time.
Yeah, and then we swap hydro beds because there's like two different ones. So one's like a completely lying down one, the other one's slightly raised. Different okay. experience.
And yeah. I'm thinking, and it's interesting you say that because I think there's something going on with the two of you with sniffing each other.
Like, yeah, that's true.
It's like,
get my nose right up in there, you know?
Well, it's just like you're smelling the hydro bed. And then just before this, while that song was playing, Maddie's like, come over and sniff me. I know you like it. And then Jade's like, yeah, I do, and runs around. And you're literally sniffing each other like some sort of, I don't know,
does it make
wild
you feel
animals.
Uncomfortable?
It's like monkeys that like to groom each other. Like,
it's exactly what it's like. Not uncomfortable, just entertained. And then I've also noticed that your eating habits are becoming more and more similar.
How so?
Well, you've both become, like, weirdly entwined with this cafe called Son of a Gun. And you're in this, like...
yeah, that's true.
Like, you go in there all the time. You're like, every time we're talking about going out for coffee or something, that place definitely comes up in conversation. Mm-hmm. The only reason we might not go there is because you've been there too often recently.
That
or ordered it to your house.
We had a team lunch yesterday, and we ended up at the Mex Club in Mayfield. We stumbled upon an elderly Christmas in July lunch. We were the only people under 70 in the bar. But it was because I had ordered Son of a Gun on Uber Eats the night before. So I was like, no, we'll go somewhere else.
Once again, evidence in my favor. Things continue. Dress sense is starting to play into this as a factor.
Now, I don't get that because I'm looking at Jade right now and she's wearing the same flannelette pajama shirt that she's been wearing for 3 days
okay.
with a semi-matching scarf and the same tights and white sneakers.
Now, you do say that, right? But yesterday and maybe even today, if you'll stand up, yep, you're both wearing tight black pants. Am I right or am I right?
Correct.
Cross I am.
Correct.
And that was the same yesterday as well. So, Maddie, you're becoming an outfit repeater as well, like Jade.
Yeah, you are.
You're sort of morphing into each other, which
Don't
is fascinating.
Don't even try and fight that one.
Now,
same hat for the last five days, too.
You ding. And then things continue because you do mention Jade has a flannelette top on, but over that top, hooded jacket. What sort of jacket are you wearing? Puffy and hooded jacket. We also look down to the shoes. Jade has now bought the same white sneakers as you.
Well, my shoes are much better than hers.
Oh, whatever. Skechers are amazing.
Maddie Jade, mine cost more.
Who cares? It doesn't matter how much they cost. It doesn't mean they're better.
That's right.
So, when we were actually shopping, Maddie actually picked this colour out for me. Didn't you, Maddie?
When you were shopping together.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was because you tried on 8 other pairs and I was sitting on the boyfriend chair in Maya for over an hour and I just would have said yes to anything.
Those ones there.
The white ones.
They look amazing.
Oh, it's love.
It is love. The two of you are becoming one.
How are you feeling about this? You feel left out?
Not absolutely fine. Hours and hours sitting in Maya on the boyfriend chair. You can have it.
It's 7 o'clock. News time next at New FM.
Petquarters, the Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores. 6 locations across the Hunter. On New FM. The Novos Pet Birthday Shout Outs.
Yay, I love doing these, our pet birthday shout-out.
No,
these really are a highlight for me, but honestly, probably one of the best things I've ever done in radio. Pet birthday shout-outs. That's how much I love them.
Well, there's a big call, Jade.
It is. So if you have a pet birthday shout-out, just register your pet's birthday at newfm.com.au. And we're going to have a chat to Joel now, who is the proud owner of Ollie, a.k.a. Oliver. Good morning.
Good morning, Novos. How are you?
Hello, Joel.
Good, Joel. So you have a mini dash hound called Ollie, and his birthday's coming up in October. Tell us about Ollie.
He is a beautiful little boy, and, well, he has quite a personality. He's actually sleeps in the bed next to me because he won't sleep in his bed. But the biggest thing at the moment is he's taken to chewing everything.
Really?
Oh, that doesn't sound great.
No, especially when we're in a pandemic and toilet paper's hard to get and you have to get out of your Zoom meeting to chase the dog around the house picking up the toilet roll.
Look, Joel, that's just real life, you know. I mean, how long have you had him for?
I've had him since he was about 10 weeks old, very spoiled.
Do you have a partner, Joel?
Yes.
Oh, you do? What do they think of the dog in the bed?
Well, they are against it, but
it's not up to them, is it?
Tough luck, in my opinion. So you're going to be celebrating Ollie's first birthday in October. What are you going to do to celebrate?
There'll definitely be a party. Yeah. He's already got some outfits ready, so we're, you know, there's got to be a little puppy party.
October?
Yeah.
It's only July.
Yeah, we've got to start planning.
You need plenty of time to plan
the kid's first birthday. It takes a while.
It does take a little while, Joel. You know what? These two just don't understand.
They don't. If they had little puppies, they would, but they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joel.
Sorry.
What does Joel win, Jane?
Joel, you score an awesome voucher to spend a big at Pet Court. Glendale, the Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores. They've got 6 across the Hunter, so you can get Ollie something special.
Oh, that's awesome. It'll be a toss-up between a chew toy or a new outfit.
Get the outfit. They look cute.
Jade, if you get the outfit, Jade will come shopping with you and pick it.
Well, I'm sure, you know...
That's a no, he doesn't want to do
that. No, I'm thinking that we end up with the credit card as well, and then that could be awful.
Oh, Jade will shout you, no worries. She's on the big radio bugs, Joel.
That's right. Thanks, big man. Media personality.
Thanks, Joel. Happy birthday, Ollie.
Happy birthday to Ollie. Up next, we're talking Ultimate Burgers, Jade.
Yes. This is right up your alley, Maddie, because we
really?
Know you
okay.
love
I do love a burger.
A big, juicy burger. Ooh. And so in Sydney, actually, south of Newcastle, they've got this amazing limited edition. It's a hot dog burger, they're saying, because it's stuffed with fried chicken, truffle, pickled jalapenos, and macaroni and cheese.
Sounds delicious. Also, like a heart attack.
Yeah.
Ready to happen.
Yes, sounds it does. Sounds good, though. It does. But it sounds amazing. And as a burger man yourself, I think you'd be willing to try.
Yeah, I absolutely would. Well, 13:10:09 this morning, we are describing your ultimate burger.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want on a burger?
Amazing.
It just really gives you the tickles. Like, it just makes you feel good.
That's right. Maybe it's a homemade one, or maybe it's one you buy out and about.
Mm. All right, 13:10:09, prizes on offer, 11 past 7. Good morning. The Weekend, In Your Eyes, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And Rate the Music is back, Jade.
It is. So if you want to hear more of the music that you love, or maybe a song that you just can't stand that we play a fair bit of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, they take your feedback into account. So
very
all you've got to do is jump online, go to newfm.com.au. It takes, honestly, less than 5 minutes, and you can have your say and go on the draw to win.
That fantastic Charlestown entertainment pack. Lots of cool stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
The school holidays are over, but who cares? You can still entertain them.
Wish I could get one of those.
All right, 13:10:09 right now. We are describing your ultimate burger. What would you love on your dream burger?
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
That's right, on 13:10:09, if you want to tell us the magic essence of a burger that you love to eat, give us a call and tell us. Give Maddie some ideas, because he loves making burgers at home. Cremo, the connoisseur, also likes a nice burger.
As well.
So this restaurant has launched a giant mac and cheese stuffed hot dog burger. It actually comes with fried chicken, pickled jalapenos, truffle, and they put mac and cheese in it as well. And they're saying it is the next big thing.
The problem is, right, burgers can go to OTT as well.
Can they?
I think so.
There's such a fine line between just enough luscious ingredients and you're just putting it on there for the sake of it.
And then all the flavors like cancel each other out, and it's not
it just makes
anymore.
You sick.
Yeah.
You really need like a good balance of flavors that work well together. Do you know who do a great job with their burgers?
Who?
Perfectly balanced. Rascals in the City.
Yeah, I'm a fan of them as well.
You know
well.
What? Their blue cheese dressing, oh, it is to die for.
Mm.
It is to
Sounds
die for.
Good. I haven't
but
tried that.
There's like enough on the burger where you feel like really full and satisfied after, but it doesn't make you sick and you taste everything. It's good.
They've got the recipe right, secret recipe.
They have. Jake, you don't really strike me as a burger eater.
Not really.
Like, I mean, whenever we go to Rascals, you rip them off and pretend you're a child to get the child's cheeseburger meal.
You know what? It shouldn't be a crime to want to have a small meal. That's all I'm saying. I'm a little person. I'm about the size of a child. So why can't I order off the kids' menu? Because I can't eat a full big main meal.
So I'm gonna go to Crevo for a second. Mm. Because I've recently been experimenting with a new homemade burger, an ingredient on the burger. Now, it's a little bit fancy. That's why I'm crossing to you. Because I've started putting ash brie melted on a nice Angus beef burger.
That sounds really good, because I think brie, it's not too strong a flavour in
it's
terms of
actually delicious. Nice pickles.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got like this really nice homemade tomato relish with the burger.
You don't make home tomato relish.
No, I purchased it, but it's homemade relish.
Right.
Like, it's so good. Onion and tomato relish.
Do you,
beautiful.
Do you make the patty from scratch as well?
Nah, sometimes I do like. I used to have a mincer actually, but I don't.
Mincing
have that
your own
anymore.
Beef.
I used to mince my own Angus beef back in the day, but I don't now.
Gourmet, Maddie.
But I do go to schools. I go and buy nice patties if I'm making burgers. Yeah. And you have to.
I liked making the patty from scratch. Make it really thick and not too large. Like about that.
Yes,
8 centimetres nicely. Across.
8 centimetres.
And then about almost two centimetres thick.
What's a nice thick patty.
What's
nice
your ultimate thick burger ingredient, Jade?
Me?
Yeah. What needs to be on your dream burger?
Happy Meal.
I've got nothing.
You've got nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
Really good. What about you?
I like it simple, so I just have the burger patty, and then I like sauce and mustard.
Yeah.
Pickles. Maybe lettuce, tomato, cheese. That's it.
Onion rings, really good on burgers as well, especially homemade onion rings.
Really?
Yeah, if you
I've never
fry
done that.
Delish. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's the gossip next? What's on the way?
Yeah, so Taylor Swift's found herself in a little bit of trouble over her Folklore album. Also, too, Selena Gomez being MIA on social media. We have a reason why now.
Oh, cool stuff. Hearing about that next. 7:20 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I've been waiting for the day to hear in your news, Hamish, when you announced that Donald Trump has suggested to move the US presidential election date.
I think he'd like to do away with it altogether.
I was going to say, I think he's been on the phone to Vladimir Putin, because Putin's pretty good at moving the old election date to never.
Yeah. Are we saying, it's not good, it is good?
You can't do it.
Awful.
You can't do it. Like, in no point in America's history have they actually changed their presidential election date.
Through
they've
wars,
gone
through
civil
famines,
war.
Through
yeah,
everything.
Yeah. Rain, hail, or shine.
It's not going to happen, basically. The Congress won't allow it. The election will be held in September, the first Tuesday of September, of November, sorry.
What's really sad to me with Donald Trump, just watching how he's acted during the coronavirus pandemic over there, and that is he's used it to his convenience when it suits him. I mean, you know, he tried to make himself be viewed as a wartime president, like, look at me, I'm dealing with this big, horrible pandemic. That didn't work for him, and now he's trying to say, well, you know what, the pandemic screwed me. Mail-in voting's fraudulent. We've got to change the election date. He's such a flop.
It's not going to happen, terrible. I don't think. I don't think we got anything to worry about there. Yeah. I think the date will
What happened to democracy?
Well, they'd never change our dates either, would they?
No, our dates are quite changeable. The Prime Minister determines when our election is held. There's a certain period during which an election can be held, but the Prime Minister has the say on what day it's held, and that can be dependent on opinion polls and stuff. He can use it tactically.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And he often does.
He does. Or she does, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Next, though, bit of a fun one. 13:10:09, join the show. What have you trained your pet to do? This is after I saw a video that got released of a person who's trained their dog to find money. Now, this fascinates me.
Your ears pricked up.
100%, right? I was like, this is absolutely amazing. They had their dog and they did a demonstration where they hit a coin.
Yeah.
And the dog, like, walks into the room, sniffing around.
I'm fascinated by this.
Where's my dog?
Because people touch money. So you'd imagine the dog's picking up the scent on the person's hand rather than the cash itself.
Well, that would be human tracking, because they do that already.
But I think the money and the metal or something must have a very specific scent. Dogs can be trained to smell, like, or sniff out all sorts of things.
Screw the coins. We need the notes.
Well, that notes, was what I notes, thought. Notes. I was like, I'm going to train my dog to do this and become rich.
All right, we'll hear more about that next. 13:10:09, what did you train your pet to do after One Republic, didn't I? 105.3 New FM. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Beautiful start to your day. That wind warning cancelled. It's always good. Where do you think the wind goes when the wind warning gets cancelled?
Out to sea.
Mildly evaporates.
Out to sea.
I'm sure those are all perfectly technical weather terms.
13:10:09 this morning right now. What did you train your pet to do? Prizes on offer. Crevo, you found a very interesting article.
Well, it's a video, yeah, I saw on Facebook of this couple, if they taught their dog
What sort of dog is it?
It was like a greyhound.
Okay.
And they taught it to sniff out money. They put this coin hidden in a room, comes into the room. It's looking around everywhere, sniffing, locates the coin.
Wow.
That's quite incredible.
Unbelievable.
Well, you have a whippet, which is closely related to the greyhound. I think you have the perfect dog to teach how to find money.
Very treat orientated as well. I'd love to hear stories of like people who have taught their dog to, the of course, dream is like get a beer or something, or mate, at least get the paper.
I'll take the money.
I love the viral videos online where they have the bell and they teach the dogs to hit the bell.
Bang the bell if they want a treat or something.
Yeah,
that just teaches your dog to be more demanding.
I think it's cute.
Adorable. But, I mean, tricks that are useful, that's the ultimate, really.
See, Jade, you're in such a unique position. Mm. This is where having multiple mutts in the house
to your advantage. How dare you?
Well, are they purebred, though, really?
Yes, they are purebred.
Sort of muttly,
purebred.
Muttly cross.
All of them.
Yes, all
really?
Of them.
I don't believe that.
You guys are stirring me up now. It's working.
Imagine having purebred long-haired chihuahuas. Imagine having a troop of three little mutts looking for money. Put them to work.
Because you live near a park, don't you? And so do I, actually. Imagine you get your three dogs out on the lead.
Yeah.
You don't need to go out and buy a metal detector. You've just got them out sniffing for gold watches and diamond rings.
Two of them are untrainable. One of them, though.
He reckons in with a good chance.
Definitely. Which one is untrainable?
Which ones?
Myrtle, who's disabled, yeah, okay. And
Cerebellar Coco. Hyperplasia.
Mm.
And Coco.
She's,
Coco's just stubborn.
She's too old. She's a senior pup.
Reuben could be your very own metal detector.
Yeah. Well, Reuben, he's an agility boy. I've trained him in agility, so.
Imagine him running around the park near your house, picking up rings and coins.
Come here, little mutt.
Come here.
Have you
earned your keep?
Maddie, you're lucky there's 2 weeks holiday because there's not a mutt. I won't be able to talk to you
soon. Will you have the certificates?
Yes.
Do you have the certificates to prove that they're purebreds?
Yes, I do.
Can we call the owners? The breeders?
If you want to.
You haven't doctored the certificates?
I haven't doctored the certificates.
Did you print one off, one of those like $2.99 ones online?
I'll print a $2.99 one off for you, my friends.
Saying you're what, a purebred?
Maddie doesn't have a birth certificate.
Yes,
he has a mutt certificate.
Well, that got awkward, didn't it?
Sure, very quickly.
Okay, well, let's move on.
Let's do that.
I've been called a dog on air. Up next, guys, we've got some new neighbours coming here at the radio station. We looked out the window the other day, and it's quite an interesting setup. So, just to set the scene, we're up here in Sandgate. And look, let's be honest, it's not the most beautiful piece of land that I've ever seen in my life. But outside, we kind of have this, like, dilapidated awning area, a bit of grass, some cables, and a fence. Looks a bit like a jail. But
it's like a staff area in the day that's sort of been neglected and let go.
30 years. On the other side of the fence, though, we do have our neighbours here, and there's almost like a portable caravan that's been set up facing directly opposite our studio. So it's a really cool little setup. Imagine like a trailer, but like built up maybe like a metre and a half with a little screen door and an awning on there.
To make it more clear as well, the fence is like chain link, so you can see perfectly through it.
Yeah. Mm. And what we thought we'll do this morning is try and introduce ourselves to our brand new neighbours, because you know what? Sometimes you need a cup of sugar or a cup of cream or milk in the morning.
The thing is, they're looking right into our window.
Right, straight into our studio.
Now, Jade's first query about this was that they were
spying on us,
which I don't think they are.
No.
Well, they can look right into our window.
Now, none of us want to go over there and knock on their doors.
No. Just in case.
Too awkward.
So we thought we'd send DJ Mike over to introduce himself.
With a loaf of bread.
We've got some milk and bread here to give them.
So try and sweeten them up, and maybe we'll get like a little wave in the morning.
Yeah, like I'd love to see another person at this time of the morning, you know.
I know.
Friendly neighbourhood here at Sandgate. Mm. Hopefully we're starting it next at New FM 749.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7.58, currently 9 degrees out at Maitland this morning. And of course, here at Sandgate, we're a very small community. There's not many of us up here, are
no.
there?
No, especially not living. Like, there's not, you know, there's not a huge number of houses.
No, very small population.
Mostly industrial and stuff.
Where the dead outnumber the living. We have a brand new neighbour here at the station, and they've set up a really cute little, like, trailer house that's faced directly at our window here at the radio station. It's got a screen door, a little awning, even a little seat out the front.
It's a little professional camping van.
Yeah, exactly right. And that those doors and windows you were mentioning, they actually look directly into our studio through a chain link see-through fence.
Not kidding. They've actually set up a chair at the door so they can look in and relax.
Yes, indeed. Well, now we did want to go and introduce ourselves because we are such friendly neighbours here at the radio station. So we sent DJ Mike over there to go and deliver a peace offering. We've given him some bread, a loaf of bread, and a bottle of milk to drop off to our brand new neighbours.
All right, so we're going
to
meet them now.
Yes, we can.
DJ Mike, hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Hey. Now, I believe you are trespassing on our neighbour's front lawn. You're outside facing us right now. What are you up to?
I'm just on my way. Yeah, I can see. Hello, morning, guys. I can see in the studio window there.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
And now I can see a gentleman behind you, I see.
I've been welcomed, yes.
Excellent.
Well, would you like to introduce him?
What's his name?
Put yourself on speaker,
what was your
maybe.
Name? Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
There
you go.
Come around
and wave.
Hey,
Leno. Hey. We just wanted to say hello. We noticed your new setup here. It's quite the impressive setup. Are you living in
that? Oh, that's good, because I've been looking at you, but I haven't so much going on over here yet. That got your attention, though.
Now, Glenn, do you live in there? In that little...
I actually just bought it to go on holiday. I've just been doing... You know, putting the telly in it, but I'm setting it up.
What is nice? So can
I could live in it if I wanted to.
Can you explain to us what it is? Because it's quite unique looking.
Yeah, it is. You won't get another one. It's homemade. I only just bought it the other week. I'm pretty happy with it, actually.
How much did that set you back?
Oh, about $5,500. I stole it, basically.
Oh, good.
That's why you're hiding it in sand.
It's great when you get a good deal. So where are you planning on going on holidays to?
Probably up Foster and around the place with the coronavirus, and then I might just stay in New South Wales at the moment.
That's a wise idea.
Now,
I'm just waiting a few weeks for it to warm up and hit the road, but I'm just sort of fixing up the telly and a few things with the power. Basically done it all for me. I just want to put all my preacher comforts in it.
So, Glenn, Crevo pointed out a very good point, and that is, obviously here in Sandgate, we suffer with lots of mosquitoes, so it's really good that you've got some beautiful fly screen on the front of it.
Yeah, it makes it like a house. That's a bit that makes it there.
Glenn, it's the portable man cave.
Yeah, it is. It's the ultimate man cave.
I like it.
Glenn,
shed, kitchen, the whole lot.
What's inside?
Oh, it's got arms.
Oh, can we go
open
in?
Up. Yeah, open up.
Can you go in, Mike, and have a look?
Or can you see it at least from the steps? Walk up the steps there.
Go and have a look.
Describe it for us, Mike.
Yeah, it's got an ensuite in there, so it's got this TV.
Lock the door behind him.
It's pretty good.
Wow, there you go. Well, Glenn, please accept this offering of bread and milk from us.
Welcome. As a neighbour, as a direct opposite the window-to-window neighbour.
So and, enjoy that.
Enjoy the bread and milk.
The bread's a few days old, but good for toast.
Yeah.
When you just want to have a barbecue one day, bring a few sausages and a couple of cartons over.
Let's love to. We're about to go on holidays.
What are those two KO packages? You know, like a hair pull.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
That's really nice.
We've met a new friend.
Glenn.
Friend of the show. We're going to have a barbecue over the fence.
You and Glenn are wearing similar shirts today, Jay.
I love a flannel.
Just get a really long salt and pepper beard and you'll be really matching.
News time coming up next. And we have the big questions coming up for you. After this, we're asking Newcastle, do you have an Innie or an Audi? New game today.
Mm-hmm.
You just call up and we speak to you and we need to guess as to whether you have an Innie or an Audi. belly button, of course.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
13 10 09 if you want to play. 8:02. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Yesterday, guys, standing at the front of the house and chatting to the neighbour, and a bird, a little lorikeet, flies down and just crash lands on the ground.
Oh, did you save it?
Well, it was. It sort of stood up, but it was blinking and looked really stunned. And like, let's keep an eye on this bird for 5 minutes, see what happens. Didn't, like, it just kept standing there. So I approached it, didn't move. So I grabbed a little towel, like, wrapped it up, fed it some sugar water, and it was, like, blinking a bit more, and then I was like, let's put it down, see if it, like, got, like, goes good. Still nothing. Then its lorikeet friend came down, checked on it, and took off. So then this poor bird's just standing there. I was like,
on the way out.
Well, no, not usually.
Put it in a cage, keep it
as a pet. Yes, I put it in a box. Wrapped in the towel, and when I get home today, hopefully, fingers crossed, it's going to be all right. Because my neighbor's like, please update me, stay on lorikeet watch overnight. Like, okay, we'll let you know.
Love suburban life.
I know. Chatting with your neighbors about crashed birds. That I think it'll be all right, though.
Can you update us later on Facebook?
I can.
All the listening, because we're going on holidays. We won't be able to hear.
It's a bit, and I was thinking about it, it's actually a bit like Schrodinger's bird. At the moment.
Schrodinger bird.
Yeah.
A little physics joke.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, Schrodinger's cat. It's basically this idea that the cat's inside the box. You don't know if it's alive or not until you open the box. So it's both at the same time.
So it's like Jack in the Box.
Something like that.
13:10:09 though. Serious stuff right now though, guys. We've been chatting a lot this week about innies and outies. And we all have a belly button, right?
That's right.
Pop up your shirt, have a look down. Do you have an innie or an outie? 13:10:09, very simple game. You just call up and talk to us.
And we've got to try and guess.
Yeah, and we're going to give you a wine and Tim Tams.
Right, so you're going to get hooked up either way.
Yep. Do you have an innie or an outie? We're finding out after Dan and Shay. 10,000 hours in UFM. Good morning. Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, very exciting. We have a brand new game here, guys. It's called Do You Have an Innie or an Outie? Explain the premise, Crevo. It's very simple.
That's right. So you call up. We just have a chat to you, ask you some questions. I don't know how you can possibly tell, but just the vibe of the thing, listening to tone of voice, that sort of thing, the answers to your questions.
Now, well, around the team, real quick, right? Yeah. So I'm going to guess. I don't know what you guys have, so let's guess. Jade, you definitely have an innie. You have an outie, Crevo.
You're wrong on my count. I'm an innie.
Yeah, I'm an innie too.
Ah, damn.
Let's guess Maddie's. I think he's innie. Got an outie.
No, you got an innie.
I've got an innie. I've got an innie. Let's find out Newcastle. Do you have an innie or an outie? Very simple. First up, Jade.
Katie, good morning.
Hey, Katie.
Morning.
All right. So, Katie, you're a regular caller. So, I know you quite well.
Mm-hmm.
You have a daughter. You're married. You're doing a massage course. So, you're quite open about the human body. I think you got an innie.
Do you know what? I reckon Katie... Obviously, she's had a child, so maybe she had a slight innie, but because she was pregnant, it looked like popped out.
I reckon she's got an outie.
I'm going with outie, I think.
What do you got, Katie?
It's an innie.
Innie. Oh, boom. All right, hold the line. We were wrong.
That's all right. We'll hook you up with the prize. Aaron, how you doing?
Good.
That's the way. What's on for your day?
Not much, just kicking around. I might go and do some shopping for me mum if she needs some help.
Yeah, good on you. You're being a good son. Do you get a lot of belly button fluff or lint?
No, not really.
That can mean an innie because not much is getting inside there.
You know, Aaron, sometimes do you lie in bed and just, like, stick your little pinky finger in your belly button?
and have a sniff?
Have a little sniff?
Make sure it's clean?
Yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I've done that before.
When you've had a really big day, the belly button can be one stinky part of the body.
You've got to make sure it's clean. That's how the only way you can do it. You can't put your nose all the way down there unless you're super flexible.
Do the test now, Jade. Stick your finger in.
Unless you're a
Jade's just sticking a pinky in the belly button hole.
Smells great.
Smells
you can't play with it too much because it tickles.
That's true.
Yeah, and then you can get it infected.
Well, Aaron, obviously you have an innie.
Yes, I do.
Oh, there's a win.
I've had an operation done on it too, so it's still an innie as well.
Oh, good.
Good on you.
Thanks for calling, Aaron.
Appreciate it.
We win that one, but you still win too. We're all winners.
Yeah, of course. Rayleigh. Good morning, Rayleigh. Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, my dear. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, we are good. You have a very sweet and innocent voice. You almost sound like Jade. Jade, meet Ray Lee. You guys have similar voices.
Yeah, we do.
Hello. Voice twins.
You sound nicer than me, though.
No comment.
At least she's honest. Now, question for you, Ray Lee. How old are you?
I'm 47.
47? You sound not a day over 21, I swear.
I know. Voices are very deceiving.
They are. And you know what the best thing is about having a higher voice? I'm sure you'll agree with me, is that if you get a telemarketer or someone come to the front door, you can pretend like you're really young, go, Mum and Dad aren't home. I can't help you. And they go, oh, okay. And then they take it off the list.
Oh, I do it all the time. If someone rings up and they go, oh, is your Mum and Dad there? I go, yes. They're in the shower. Do you want me to go and get them? And they're like, oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah, and they leave you alone.
So you do voices, Rayleigh?
I used to do a lot of phone work and voice work many years ago.
So what kind of phone work are we talking?
Just phone type of work. Was trying to get into do voices and radio and things like that, but just was never successful. But I applied to do the Navman voice, the girl who does Navman.
You would have made a great Nav lady voice.
Because no one would be able to get angry.
Yeah.
Like such an innocent voice.
Well, there you go. All right, that's made my day.
We're getting off topic. To the point.
Jay, have some fun. It's our last day. Rayleigh. She just gave me the bird. Rayleigh, you wouldn't do that to me. Now, I reckon you have, just from our chats there, an outie.
I'm going to go with an innie.
I think you've got an innie as well.
Yeah, I've got an innie, that's it.
Oh, yes. Well, we're going to give you a prize anyway. Good chatting, Rayleigh.
Thank you very much. And I hope you all have a lovely day.
You too.
Can you leave us with, like, a Navman voice?
Like, at the next turn, at the next intersection, turn left or something like that.
Absolutely. At the next intersection, please turn left.
I love it.
Should have been
good prize, Jackson.
Guys, love it or loathe it after this. And I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic, which has something to do with buying in bulk.
Oh, excellent. It's 8:21. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
This is where we're going to have a little fun and get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. This morning, it's buying in bulk.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
What do you guys love about it? How often are you buying in bulk?
I once bought 5 years worth of razor blades.
Well, that's a bit weird, isn't
it? 5 years. Yeah. How many does that get you?
Oh, I don't know. There was heaps of them. But they were, you know, the Gillette Mac 3?
Where did you buy them from?
Online. How much? They went so cheap. I wish I'd bought more.
Yeah, like, what are we talking, cost-wise?
Like 20 cents a blade or something.
That's pretty good.
They're normally $2.50, $3
and
each.
And you're still going through that pack?
Yeah, I think I've only got about 10 left.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, honestly, at the time, I thought, should I buy more? Nah, that'll be heaps. I wish I bought heaps more.
Well, this is huge news, everyone listening right now, because Costco is going to be establishing itself at Lake Macquarie store. It's getting built very soon. New South Wales government has confirmed the land sales at Boolaroo.
Wow.
So there you go.
We need a Costco here. Our prayers have been answered, guys.
So they've bought the land. So I guess it won't be long before It'll be getting, built.
I'm just going to put it out there, right? If there's anybody currently listening that is involved with Costco, we want to work with you on this show.
100%.
Like, let's do the opening. Let's stay in there overnight. Let's do whatever you want to open Costco. This is a dream come true for a lot of people.
So when I went up to Queensland a couple of weeks ago, I always go shopping at Costco with Mum before I come back.
Yeah.
Because I buy in bulk the dog kibble. Because it's a lot cheaper.
Well, they've got all sorts of crazy stuff in there, don't
they?
Yeah,
they do. And I brought back a whole stack of toilet paper. Because I know your housemate, Maddie, Vic, she likes buying toilet paper in bulk from Costco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, her family live in Canberra, so there's lots of...
they're always dropping in there. So.
Yeah, how exciting, guys.
I know.
Big news. Big
years news. People have been wanting that for years.
You're going to love that, Jade.
Yeah.
Like, you hate shopping because you buy on the reg. Like, you buy daily meals, right?
Yeah, so, I don't like shopping. Like, if big things like that, like paper towel, laundry detergent, fabric softener, if I can buy that all in bulk, that's a win.
Do you know what my dream purchase is, but I've never been able to do it?
What?
The biggest tin of mayonnaise possible.
You love your mayo.
I love mayo.
Yeah, same.
I'm thinking about, like, a really big QP mayonnaise bottle. Like, Costco have these really big ones.
Like, what, like you're a carrying 4 liter like QP an actual, like the size of an actual baby.
No, but it is. It's literally, like, about 50 centimetres high.
Jeez, are you serious?
It's, like, 4 litres of QP mayonnaise. And for those that, you know, experience that in their lives on everything.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Very good. Thanks, Jade.
You're welcome.
Very excited.
Here's fun.
Up next. Dr. Coleman. Joining us after this. God, I'm glad it's holidays. New FM. Good morning.
Maddie and Creepo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
Very exciting. Up next, Dr. Coleman joins us to answer all of your medical questions. Remember, if you do have a question you want answered by a real doctor, you can always send us a DM on Instagram or Facebook.
Correct. And, of course, kicking off after 9 o'clock for your Feel Good Friday is 105 commercial free with you, Jackson. What's in the way, mate?
A bit of this. To just get you pumped up.
Makes
for
you
Friday.
Feel good, doesn't
it? Doesn't
it?
You know what? You get to a Friday, sometimes you're a little bit exhausted. What about this? Devo, Whip It. And do you know what? People sing this to me when I walk my dog, and I'm like, oh, I haven't heard it before. Thanks, champion.
Get it.
also, too, Halsey.
Your favourite person.
I love her. She's like the soundtrack to, like, my lucid dreams.
She's next level. Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, making you feel good all day here at New FM.
Brilliant.
Right now, though, let's go to the music. Topic breaking me at New FM. Good morning. Topic breaking me live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with De Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Dr. Coleman is here.
That's right. This is where we get all of your medical questions answered by a real doctor. You can always feel free to message us on Instagram or Facebook. Send us a DM and we will get those questions answered for you. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. It's nice to hear I'm a real doctor.
Yeah, well, you know, like people, you know, can get a lot of dodgy advice from friends and family.
Yeah,
can't
there's
they?
A lot of quacks, you know, Dr. Google, for instance.
Not good. To be trusted.
All right, we've got the first question, Dr. Coleman, for you. Let's do it.
So, hi, Dr. Coleman. Why do some people have an outie belly button and an innie belly button?
Oh, that sounds like a very young caller. That's a great question. Why do some have an outie and some an innie? Well, your belly, it's random chance is the short answer. Your belly button is, of course, the umbilical cord, which is cut when you're a newborn baby, and a little stem is left on. And sometimes it basically heals over. And sometimes, for most people, it probably heals with a little hole in the middle, a little indent, and that's an innie belly button. But, yeah, for a small number of people, there's an outie. It's really a bit random. Unless you have, as you get a bit older, you can get things like hernias and things like that, which can poke it out or get a bit of fat around there. But generally, it's a random chance.
And what's the percentage, or do you know roughly, the innie and outie?
I certainly see a lot more innies than outies. My guess, it would be about 4 out of 5 innies, but don't take it. You'll have to use Dr. Google for that.
Wow.
One.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so good. Okay, next question for Dr. Coleman.
Hey, guys. So I've just finished my period and my breasts have started to hurt only days after. What do you reckon could be wrong?
Okay, so breasts hurting in what we call a cyclical manner, so basically related to the period, is usually hormonal.
Yeah.
And in fact, the person says, what could be wrong? I mean, the short answer is probably nothing. It's probably a normal part of the cycle. Although, yeah, interestingly, far more commonly in women, the breasts get tender before the period. So the usual thing is that they get a bit sore before, and then during the period it sort of settles down.
Because I personally get really sore breasts before my period,
That's quite common,
badly.
Though, isn't
it's
it?
It's very common. But yeah, I'm like this lady, Dr. Coleman. I just, well, this is personal, putting it out on the radio, but I don't care. I just finished my monthlies, and my breasts have stayed a little bit tender, which is quite interesting, like this lady.
Yeah, sure. So certainly some women, in fact, end up using different bras because the fitting is more comfortable at certain times of the month. But look, it can, there's human variation in life, and remaining sore after the period is not all that unusual. It's just it's less common than the other way around. Mm. But look, as long as for the caller, it's a, you know, it's a steady thing, and it goes away, and it's in both breasts equally. Honestly, there's not that much to worry about. You can probably do some things about it, and in terms of bras and maybe taking some anti-inflammatories and stuff like that. But if it's a concern, certainly go and see a doctor. But usually, it's not.
Someone. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. Appreciate that.
Insightful as always.
Of course. We love him on the show. And when we get back from holidays, Dr. Coleman will be back on the show, which is fantastic.
Yay.
Up next, though, guys, is last calls. Anything you want to talk about, it's our final time to chat for the next couple of weeks. We've got prizes on offer this morning. 13:10:09. Doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Fun, some nights, live across Newcastle for your Feel Good Friday. It's kicking off in minutes. Get that Friday feeling. We're going into the weekend.
Eww.
I've got that feeling hard because we are going on holidays. It's our final talk break right now,
I'm
guys.
Really tired.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Checking out.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'll miss you guys too, but
Crevo loves us.
I need a break. I really do.
He's a broken man.
Last calls right now. I know when the hotline bling. Hello. Last calls.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing last calls now. Anything you want to chat about? 13:10:09.
We're
it's
away
not
for
too
two
late.
Weeks.
If you want to say goodbye, you want to say what you're doing on the weekend, whatever it is. We're joined by now by Fatima.
Hello, Fatima.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, good, thank you. Good. What would you like to have a chit chat about?
I just wanted to give a shout out to my colleagues and healthcare workers that are working this weekend trying to keep us all safe from COVID. And I read yesterday that a 30-year-old GP in Victoria had been admitted to ICU, and that there's 500 healthcare workers that are currently unwell in Victoria with COVID. So we're trying to keep everyone safe, but I just wanted to wish everyone well and everyone stay safe. And if you can, stay home, wear a mask, cover your nose and mouth with it.
Yeah.
And, just everyone stay safe. And thank you to everyone that's been working really hard.
Good job, Fatima. Thank you, too.
Are you a nurse? What do you do specifically?
You're a doctor?
I'm a paediatric doctor, so I look after kids, and I work in youth, drug, and alcohol.
So good. Fatima, just, I know it's a crazy thing to even talk about, but you just mentioned before with the mask, cover your nose and mouth. There are people out there that are actually not covering their nose. And it's like, you need to wear the mask correctly, right? Did you want to tell everyone what the benefits of wearing a mask are, especially around in Newcastle at the moment? Because we seem to be borderline okay at the moment here.
Yeah, so far we've been relatively lucky, but Port Stephens is just around the corner and they haven't been so lucky, and Maitland.
Yeah.
A mask is actually going to do more harm than good if it's not worn properly.
Yeah.
So you're protecting yourself and you're protecting others from lots of respiratory illnesses, especially COVID, but it only works if you wear the mask properly. So a well-fitting mask that covers your mouth and all the way under your chin, and just leave it on and don't touch it once you put it on.
I'm very curious, you know how you can get, there's obviously the medical mask that you can get, but a lot of people, there's people who are making fabric masks now themselves. Is it still beneficial to wear like a man-made mask out of fabric?
And like if so, one.
Yeah, how often should you be washing it? Because that's been something that I've been curious about. Do you wash it every time you wear it?
I think you just wash it when you get home. So yeah. while you're out, just leave the mask on and don't change it, and try not to touch it. But if once it gets moist, it's not helping anymore. So no. If it starts getting wet, you'll need to change it and wash it.
Okay. Yeah,
good tips. Hey, Fatima, just a quick question. Obviously, you're working around like a lot of health professionals and whatnot. Have you noticed a decrease in the flu this season?
I think there has been a few less cases of flu because people have been staying home. But it's still important to get your flu shot if you're at risk. So anyone that's got other health complications or the elderly should still get their flu shot.
Oh, good stuff. Well, thanks for calling, Fatima. Thanks for listening to the show. And yes, a massive shout out to all the healthcare workers out there that are putting themselves at risk to keep us safe. Yeah. So please be responsible.
You're doing a good job.
We'll hook you up with a nice bottle of wine, Fatima. You deserve it. You like Tim Tams as well?
Thank you.
We'll chuck
thank
you some
I'll share it with my staff.
Sound like the best boss
you're
ever.
You're a lovely person.
Yeah, let's give some Tim Tams to where Fatima works.
Great idea.
Done
you.
For the
you're
office.
Welcome.
Thanks, Dal. Have a great weekend. That's it for us.
All over Red Rover.
2 weeks off. A break.
I said it before. I'll say it again. I'm going to miss you guys.
No,
I'll
miss you guys too.
I won't miss waking up early. Let me tell you that much.
No. I love my job, but I don't love waking up at 4 in the morning. It sucks.
Oh, well, don't stray, whatever you do.
No.
Yes,
stay with us. We'll be back.
That's right. And it's only 2 weeks.
If you do miss us, we've got our podcast on Spotify. So right. All you have to do is search The Novos. We'll come up. Go listen to some old shows from 100 shows ago, which you forgot about. And you can still have a laugh while we're not around.
Yeah, correct. Jackson, good morning.
Yo, good morning. I've also got your best ofs. I'm going to be running them, hosting the best ofs all week next week.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Will you miss us?
It'll be... It'll be
that was a long pause.
We're like the naughty kids.
Yeah, I know. The teacher's like, I miss you.
Go to the office.
You know what, guys? This station is a morgue without us. So they whenever we're away, they notice how much energy and life we bring into this.
We're too cheeky.
Feel Good Friday kicking off next with you, Jackson. What's
yes, it is. Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger is in there.
Right.
This is a Feel Good Friday track. The Vapors as well, it's in there. And a bit of Hot and Heavy.
Oh,
Rihanna. S&M.
Bad Girl Riri.
Yeah. And if you do want to keep track of what we're doing on holidays too, Jade Maddie Crevo's Instagram account.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be posting there.
We'll be doing
we're up
bits
to.
And bobs.
Are you, Jade? I'll let you look after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not putting things on there?
You know, like people want a holiday from us. I want a holiday.
You want a holiday.
We'll catch you in a couple of weeks, guys.
Bye,
have
everyone.
Have a great couple of weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.